Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the last episode of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard for 2025. So we're going to take a trip down memory lane. I know how excited everybody is. This is what
I'm excited.
You know, when you watch your favorite sitcom and that episode comes on where they do like the
recap.
Yeah. And you're like, here's when they didn't have anything to do this week.
They had nothing. Yeah. Everybody had the day off.
And yeah. We'll skip this one. But writers, don't skip this one.
Welcome, fellow Leshes. Come on in, pull up a bar stool, and enjoy some cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
It's game night. What are we playing?
Uno?
Boring. Monopoly?
No way. I hate that game.
How about FU?
How about FU?
No. FU the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
FU the game is fast, brutal, and easy to learn. No rules, no setup, just chaos.
That's right. Every round, somebody's getting screwed. Trash talk is a requirement.
Perfect for game night, parties, or pre-drinking with friends. You're not afraid to lose.
So skip the boring games.
And play FU the game.
Because every game night needs a good
FU.
I'm trying to stall long enough that the water cools off to the point that you won't be able to do the unveiling of the mug once we get going.
Well, that's why not.
All right, well then, welcome back to another episode of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard. You heard it here first. That's fucking hot.
That's fucking hot.
And why is it fucking hot? Because this episode's fucking hot.
And we're going to do an unveiling of my Christmas gift to see my man's junk.
Because Happy New Year. Happy New Year 2020.
This is right around the corner.
Six is right around the corner. This is the last episode of Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard for 2025. So we're going to take a trip down memory lane. I know how excited everybody is. This is what
I'm excited.
You know, when you watch your favorite sitcom and that episode comes on where they do like the
recap.
Yeah. And you're like, here's when they didn't have anything to do this
they
week.
They had nothing. Yeah. Everybody had the day off.
And yeah. We'll skip this one. But don't skip this one.
And actors. No, it's good. We got some stuff coming up. We're going to unveiling of my Christmas mug.
Well, and we have with what
an
we
exclusive guest, an exclusive interview coming up
With the type of podcast we do. Obviously, we have people who tune in for guests, and they're not necessarily here every week, and that's okay. They don't maybe they don't like horror, but they do like comedy. So
that's
not here
okay.
Every week. So this is your episode. If you've ever watched one or two, and you want to know what else we do, this is the one for you. You're going to hear everything we've done in 2025, which will lead you to what we're going to do in 2026.
Most of.
Why do you always have to correct me? I think everybody knows. We're not going to tell you every last detail. Open the tavern so I can get drunk.
But we could.
No, we'd be here for a month. We've done a lot this year.
We've had so many good guests that we could talk. Yeah, we could talk half hour on each one of them.
Let me, before we get going, open my pumpkin up the jam.
Whoa.
From our new good friends down at Fifth Ward Brewing down in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Love them.
They were nice enough to provide us with a beautiful sample of 8 of their beers. Tonight I'm trying the pumpkin up the jam. I already know I love it because I've had it there and it's delicious. And I cannot wait to drink the rest of these and give Fifth Ward more love because they are a cool brewery. And I'm excited that they were willing to do this. So thank you, Fifth Ward. What do you got tonight?
There you go. There you go. All that beer. That is a good brewery. I love hanging out there and everything.
They do a record night, which is very cool.
And it wasn't like a plan, but I just love the pumpkin so much. I'm going to sip on pumpkin from our great sponsors at Great Lake Distillery, just because I love sipping on the whiskey as we reminisce of the spectacular of 2025.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw you pick that, I thought you did it on purpose because I had pumpkin beer. So,
No.
All right.
I just, when I looked over, I was like, I'm going to sip tonight. What am I going to, that stood out. That's really good.
So as long as we're there.
And thank you.
Let's start with some of the milestones that we celebrated in 2025 and one of the biggest ones.
Well, let's go before this cools. Let's just do an unveiling of my Christmas mug and see the man's junk.
Thanks for chopping me off mid-sentence.
Well, before you got into it, before well, you we said get that into the group.
Fucking water was so hot, it was going to...
It is warm.
Oh my God, it doesn't even work.
Well, I got to give it a minute.
Oh, I thought it was...
give it a minute.
I thought it was instant. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
There it is.
Children, close your eyes. Close your eyes. I believe it's a picture. Well, wait a minute. There's no picture of your junk on there.
Did they not do it on both sides?
They did not do it on both sides. Well, I'll just have to...
Dicks are us. I want half my money back.
I'll just drink my coffee. See, I'll just hold it to people at work. When I drink it this way... Wait, what does it say? Hey, wait. That's no penis.
Well, here's the story.
That's no penis.
Here is the story. Let me tell you the story.
You fibbered with me.
They wouldn't do it. And I'm going to tell you why.
Because...
No, I'm going to tell you why.
How do you put that?
My dick was actually...
You needed to be a shot glass?
Was actually too big for a coffee mug. They couldn't. So they're like, we can just put, I'm gay with a rainbow since he loves your dick so much. And I went, you know what? Close enough. So
that's all the conversation.
That's how it went. So thank you to my friends at dicksrus.com. Check that website out. You'll love it.
So good. Well, you're checking out Dicks or Us. Check out our podcast on Instagram and Facebook and X and TikTok. And then go to YouTube. Please give a like, subscribe, comment. Comment on all of them. Boy, we sure love that. And it sure helps us a lot. So give it a whirl and ring that notification bell. You'll be the first to know when we have something special.
And if you comment, I guarantee you, we will respond.
Now, not this swag, but if you want swags of our podcast, you can go to backoftheroomtees.com and search for
Cocktails with Temples and the Beard.
And you can look at our cool merch. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it.
Oh, yeah, that's right there you go.
I just wanted to.
That's a big milestone.
Shout out because we were there.
Big milestone we celebrated this year as well. We signed with Back of the Room Tees, and now you can get your official Cocktails with Temples and the Beard merch. So there you go.
That was one of the highlights.
But as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, one of the biggest highlights of the year was...
Oh, that was big.
Great Lakes Distillery coming on board and being willing to be
our exclusive.
Yeah.
If you notice that we mentioned it enough, but if you notice at point, there's no other booze on the table. None. Yeah. I don't need any. We don't need any more.
There is no other booze anywhere.
There is no other booze but the best. Yeah. That could be just a BS line, but yeah, we picked them because they were delicious. And everything they've given us.
Well, here's what I'll,
and we have more coming up.
Here's what I'll say about it. In all sincerity and all honesty, they were the first distiller we reached out to, and we were lucky, and they got back to us, and we're glad because they are the distillery we wanted.
Yep. First one we reached out.
We didn't, you know, to be honest, we didn't know that it was going to work out. So,
but Renee down there is wonderful to work with.
Yeah.
And they have great stuff. You're ever in the Milwaukee area, go check them out. They got a food place next door.
Foxton.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great, great, great cocktails. Ask the bartender, Kevin. He'll mix you up a drink that's delicious.
You're a bartender there now?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh.
I like it. That's how much I like the place.
Because you're so good at making mules and whiskey on the rocks.
And they don't pay me. They pay me with booze. I wish I could bartend there.
Another exciting milestone this year. F you the game. We love you, Donna and Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for trusting us to... There you go. Thank you for trusting us, putting your faith in us.
Always arm reach away just to be able to start playing if we wanted to.
There you go. For being willing to let us promote your game and spread the good word.
Us. Yeah, we, you know, again, it's fun.
Anybody who wants it, go to Amazon.com and Google or search for FU the game. It will come right up.
There is no other. There could be some.
And I would just buy
substitutes there, but
I would just buy two or three copies right away. Do you call them copies?
Sure.
I don't know what you call them.
Games.
I would buy two or three right away because you're going to want to give them as gifts.
Well, you know what's going to happen is if you have friends over to play the game, they're either going to steal it,
yeah,
or they're going to ask for it. And if you have a couple copies around, you can just give it to them as they leave as a gift.
How popular would you be? Otherwise,
they'll steal your game because they're going to want to.
They are going to want to.
Every time he leaves, I have to wrestle him with this.
So thank you, Don and Kathy at FU the Game. This is exciting. And we will continue to be working with them in 2026. So look for more of that. You'll probably see us playing the game again on an episode of the podcast.
Which we did play on 250.
We might be just drinking some Uncle Skunks as we do it. So
as we should. But that was another big one. 250.
250 episodes, brother.
That's a crazy number.
I want you to know
a crazy number.
It is a crazy number. And because I am so obsessed with numbers and I have to know, like, we're in the top like 2% of all podcasts. Over 6 million podcasts now. In the top 2% based on number of episodes, not number of good episodes. We don't have any of those.
Nobody has ever said there's any good episodes,
but
that's never been mentioned.
But we do have 200. This is episode 255.
That
so
that's still a crazy number.
Be a chicken purse, and consistency pays off.
Just like we had a couple episodes there where we went down to the convention and then had an episode about it. Be a chicken purse.
There was how much money wasted. We won't be doing another podcast convention, I don't think.
You know, we learned a few things. We learned a lot.
We learned a few things.
Number one, can't trust other people that they're trying to sell you a product.
Yeah. We bought into some shit that
you bought into some stuff. It's not really there to, I mean, there's some good talks, but, I could probably guarantee the next time we go to we go to another 10 conventions, they're all going to tell you to be consistent. So we're good there.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're consistent.
He's got it.
If I learned anything, I am consistent in everything I do now. I shit every day at 7:54, not 7:55, not 7:53.
No, because if you do late, then something's wrong.
Absolutely. That's bad, though, because 7:54 is when I'm driving to work. So...
the only way I'd ever go to another one is knowingly we're going to go and we're just going to talk with people in the bars and stuff and not worry about the, and I'm drawing a blank of the word that
the classes and stuff.
The
networking.
Networking.
I think what I would do next time is I would just be like, okay, we're not going to go to the convention, but we'll go stay at the hotel and we'll go to just go to the bar area and
hang out there.
Yeah, because you'll get more education there than you will from any speaker at any
this of those is true.
So no yeah, offense.
And you meet some of the speakers.
Other than my chicken purse guy, and I'm sorry I forgot your name. My bad, but
that's his name. Chicken purse.
Chicken purse.
Mr. Purse.
Yeah. Which we tried to implement for a while. I don't know that we're a chicken purse. I think we're just a purse.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we are. We're not an outrageous chicken purse, but we are a chicken purse.
We are. We are one of one. There aren't any other podcasts out there interviewing comedians,
everything,
and documentarians, and actors, and musicians, and strippers, and porn stars, and
Playboy bunnies, local musicians,
so
directors.
Yeah, so we actors. Do cover so a lot of bases.
We'll get into
this.
That.
Is starting to sound like a commercial. Let's move on.
All right. After that, one more highlight. What's the big highlight after the 250 episodes that we got done?
One.
What?
Million.
What?
Wait, how does Dr.
One
million. 1 million views. That's right. It only took us 5 years to get there, but 1 million views.
That's a big number, too. There's some big numbers that we're hitting there that are just cool to hear, right? I mean, 250 episodes.
250 episodes.
That's crazy. You know?
1 million views. Another 52 episodes this year, because guess what? We didn't miss a week again.
Because we were being what?
Consistent.
We paid for our convention money just from that alone.
And on top of that, we're also working with a lot of breweries like Fifth Ward.
Oh, yes.
We featured a lot of breweries on this podcast this year. We featured a lot of hot sauces, much to the detriment of my butthole.
You know, by
the way,
go ahead.
I just had some more of Sam's hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's a house. Because that dude, Sam, you can make a fucking sauce.
Okay.
So good. I bought 5 more sauces. So good.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Because, those were one of the ones I enjoyed.
Yeah.
It's hard to say all of them. They're all very good.
Yeah.
But, boy, there's a couple that, and I think it's your mood, too, right? I mean, there's times that, boy, I love this. And you have it again. You're like, oh, it's not as good. But then this one's amazing.
Well, I think
your mood's in for a bite.
Yeah.
Or a punch.
I mean, I'm different in the fact that I eat hot sauce. I want flavor first and heat second. And some people want the heat first and the flavor second. And I think that Sam does a good job of delivering a lot of flavor and then some heat.
And then packing the punch.
Yeah.
So punch has gone down your throat, punching you in the
in the uvula.
on the way down.
So yeah, 2025 was a cool year. We did. We crossed a lot of thresholds and moved our way towards more legitimate podcast with sponsors and all that good shit. So looking forward to 2026.
We can't forget the THE sodas as well. We're all over the place with we're getting some more. We're delicious sodas.
Jesus.
Beers, liquors, hot sauces.
I want to beat myself in the dick for forgetting Lunar and Uncle Skunks and
might be
Midwest
their fault.
Famous.
It might be their fault because you forgot stuff.
Your products work.
maybe we'll go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've all right. So
I think before we get into the guests, we should I want to keep this exclusive.
Yeah, right. Okay. You've got an exclusive interview coming up. Is that what you're saying?
I am.
Do I need to move or do they have to sit here?
No, but I might. I'm gonna give them my seat.
I have to interview this person. I don't know who they are.
Oh, you're gonna. This is
not rehearsed, folks. I have no idea what's happening.
Are you ready? All right.
Cool.
So this is their first.
There's somebody in the kitchen.
First exclusive interview since.
Is it John Cena?
Since a trial. He's willing to be an open book, and he's willing to talk.
Since the trial.
Yeah. Exclusive here.
Did he?
Exclusive for you guys.
All right, let's go. I don't know who that is.
So we ready to party?
I don't.
Do you mind through this episode if I use some baby oil?
This is really freaky.
Little baby oil, but I'm really, any questions before the trial, you name it, I'm open book. You tell me whatever you need, whatever answers, whatever questions you got.
You know you're in jail, right?
Diddy's telling you.
You know, you're in jail, son. This is really freaky. I don't like
it. I'm out for a bit.
I don't like
it. I'm out.
I don't like it.
What do you got? What questions you got for me?
Did you get
my party?
Did you get anally raped in prison?
What makes you think I didn't before prison?
Well, I assumed you were always the boss before prison.
Well, sometimes you just got to relax. Sometimes you just got to kick back and relax.
Okay. Oh,
the baby oil.
Baby, this is so. Oh God!
What else?
I think I might be too high for this.
Would you? Me too, brother.
Me too. You're high.
Yeah, I gotta be. To be high when I'm all over the place.
How do I
doing parties? Doing parties all night long. Sometimes when you got the parties, you just gotta put a lock and key on it and don't let any people in. White party. What else you got for me?
Do you have any baby oil I could have?
Yeah, I got it. I got more out in the car.
You got more in the car?
I got more in the bathroom, in the bedroom. I always carry cases with me everywhere I go.
You drove yourself here?
No, I'm a chauffeur's outside, bitch. I don't drive myself. I don't do nothing.
Well, I thought maybe you've fallen from grace. What are you going to do? I have a real important question. What are you going
to? I'm here for it. Diddy's here for you. Tell me, ask me what you need. Diddy's here.
What are you going to do with Viddy? You can't drink through that, buddy. What do you? I thought you were going to take a drink. This is going to be fantastic. I didn't know. That's cool.
That punk ass is dead.
Fitty.
That punk ass is dead.
Fiona Colley is going to be very happy to know that Diddy is a fan. That is awesome.
Diddy loves
some Fiona.
Diddy loves Fiona. She's super fucking funny. She's super fly. Go check her out when you see her.
Anyway, so let's get back to Fitty. What are you going to do about Fitty?
Well, I can't say anything. Nothing. I guess my lawyer's telling me I got to say nothing. But that boy.
You said you would answer
dead.
Any question
He's
I had.
Dead. That boy's dead.
Are you going to kill him or are you going to have somebody do it for you?
Oh, I don't do my own work.
Yeah, you're a bitch like that, aren't you?
I am. I don't.
You know that. What?
Because you know what?
What?
He kicked my ass.
You know what, Diddy?
But I'd like it.
You said I could ask you any questions. Is it okay if I say anything to you?
Yeah.
Are you going to retaliate?
No, but my boys are.
Where are your boys? I don't see any boys. It's a.
You try and go home tomorrow.
All right. Well, you're a fucking piece of shit. You know that?
What?
You fucking.
I'm just trying to have a good time.
You fucking rape people.
Just trying to have a good time. Whoa. Who said no?
You fucking killed Tupac and Biggie? Like, it was like.
Wait, no, I wasn't proven.
It was one thing when I thought you just killed Tupac, but Biggie too. Biggie was your boy.
He was.
You were just jealous of Biggie?
A little bit.
Biggie wrote bangers and you had nothing to
you
do
know
with
what?
It. What are you going to do about it?
He's a better rapper than I ever was.
He is.
He's a better writer. Yeah. He had a better cool beat. So I had to go. All his music.
So you're admitting you killed him?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, here now. I'm confessing. I wouldn't lie. on this podcast. This podcast is too important.
Now I have,
that's why I gave the exclusive to you guys. I have
one last question for you, because I know your time is limited and you got to get back.
I got to get back to jail.
I think you're here. I can hear your anklet going off right now. Beep, beep, beep.
I had some people waiting back home.
But before you go, I would be remiss. See,
this is low.
If I didn't ask, you're here.
I'm here.
Can you grace us with some live rapping? I'll back away from the mic so to give you some space so you can get some flow going. Go.
You gonna lay a beat? No, I gotta lay a beat.
I'm white, Diddy. Look at me. I am.
Yeah,
I am your party.
You are.
I can't rap.
You are.
Yeah, no, I can't rap.
That's all right.
Oh, I have one more.
Hanging with the boys at the podcast. Cocktails with Dimples and the Beard is the absolutely best. I'm going to hang out here all night in the background playing with my boys and girls downtown. I am the greatest.
One more question.
Fuck Kanye. I'm the greatest. I'm the genius.
One more question before you go, Diddy.
Yeah.
Can I get an N-word pass?
You can have it.
Okay, cool.
You got it, buddy. All you right. Got it, friend.
Wait, can I use it anytime, or do I only get to use it when you're here?
I guess use it at your own discretion.
Use it at my own discretion. But,
yeah.
But I can tell the world now.
Sure.
The Diddy has given the beard.
Blessing, man. I gave you the blessing.
I think this is the blessing for.
This is really kind of the blessing.
Oh, God. That's the Diddy. Diddy.
That's the Diddy.
Diddy, we have.
Blessing.
All right, Diddy, you got to go. We have.
I got things to do. I got to get back to jail, meet my other boys that are waiting around waiting for me.
Diddy, will you come back in 2026, though?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. This is my jam.
Cool.
This is my podcast. No other people get the exclusive. They're coming here on this podcast.
That's awesome.
All right.
You're home.
Don't forget my baby oil.
You're home for Diddy interviews. Bye, Diddy. Wow. That was awesome.
Was that
I can't believe you had to take a piss when Diddy was here.
I missed it. Huh?
Holy shit, Diddy.
I know, but I set you up. What'd you think?
Diddy answered everything.
Wasn't he the biggest guest we've ever had?
I can say the N-word.
You what? Really?
Yeah, not you though.
I didn't ask him.
I got a pass.
Oh man.
All right.
Well, there you go. That's pretty cool. Wow. I hope I can meet him someday.
Holy shit, how'd you arrange that?
I mean, I had to do a few things.
Oh. Did it involve baby oil?
I need an extra pillow to sit on here.
It is weird that you're both wearing the same shirts.
He kind of requested that.
Yeah.
That we have to do that. We have to dress alike for a while.
Yeah. Well, Fiona Call is a big star.
When I see him,
shouldn't be that surprised that you're both wearing her shirt. She's a huge star.
He tells me what I got to wear.
Speaking of huge stars, on to guests of 2025.
Bigger, not as big as Diddy, but that's all right.
Bigger than Diddy. Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you fucking kidding me? You're trying to tell me that Diddy is the biggest guest that this podcast has seen ever?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was creepy. That was hard to do. You had like one eyeball up on your forehead. But it was fun. I like that. We should do more of those.
Oh, Jesus, wait, buddy.
That's good. I like that. This may have brought some new life to the podcast. Although I think maybe next time I could get some heads up.
No, so, that was the best part. I can't wait. I couldn't see a whole lot. I mean, because I was in the other room.
Right, you were pissing, yeah.
I was peeing.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to watch it this year.
It was... I didn't know who you were at first. I'm not going to lie. You know,
what are you saying? What are you?
You look.
What are you?
Similar to other rappers?
Oh,
Eminem. You look. Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh,
Atmosphere.
Okay,
I thought you were one of them.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
So we put together not a top 10 list of best guests of the year, but kind of a top 10 list of best moments of the year.
Moments.
But before we get to that.
Because in reality, there's no way we could have top 10 guests. They're all amazing. And we appreciate everything, every one of you coming on and giving us your time.
We could have done a top 100 list, but Diddy just ate up 15 minutes that we didn't have. So now we really got to speed.
So the whole first page is gone.
Oh, yeah. No more.
You guys are gone. No more of you. All right. Well, I mean, as that goes, I will have to say, because it was meant for me, right?
what was meant for you?
Having our little songwriter, Star Wars, Kaylee Ryan coming on. That was...
Well, it was, yes, because, again, when I booked her, I thought she only did Star Wars songs. Sorry, Kaylee. But she doesn't. It.
All she does. She did. She's she like, did, nope, I have one song.
She did one amazing Star Wars song and a lot of other amazing songs.
Well, that was one of the high points, right? What to me was more of a highlight was for her singing live on the show than it actually, you know, that she did a Star Wars song.
Well, so. I'm going to tell you, and no offense there, no shade, no nothing on anybody else we've had on the podcast ever, but I don't know that there's anybody with a hat on that I root for more than I root for her, because she is such a sweet person, and we wish her all the success. And
oh, hell yeah.
If you haven't heard of Kaylee Ryan, go check her out. Yeah. So,
oh, she was a sweetheart.
Also had a bunch of people from Screamboat, because we love that movie about a crazy mouse gone nuts on a ferry.
This big. He was like this tall.
Played by our friend. I wish he was our friend.
Yeah,
I don't know why I just said that.
Well, he's still our friend.
David Howard Thornton.
Would be our friend.
He follows our podcast, so that's close enough.
But it was fun to have Ellison on talk about how she almost
had to fight a puppet.
Not laugh, but when this puppet was talking to her, she's trying to be scared, right?
And she got to deliver, I'm going to kill Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, she did.
So, but guess what?
She didn't kill Steamboat Willie because Screamboat 2 is coming out. So that's the cool point, right? I mean, that we're having, they're both on, and then we're in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Yeah, we also had Stephen LaMorte and his wife, Amy Schumacher. Stephen was the director. Amy was in the movie. And
big part of just bringing the whole movie together.
We got to hear back behind the scenes stories about stuff. The giant prop dick.
And
how it's missing, apparently.
To talk to someone about a big prop dick was funny.
Yeah, you can't.
That was a high point. Right. That was awesome. You can't beat that.
And we also got to hear how they ran out of blood. So, and you know you're going to watch a good horror movie when they come on and tell you, we ran out of blood. Fantastic.
Yeah, so great having them all on. We can't wait to hopefully in the future work with them again. Screamboat 2.
I would love nothing more than to have some people from Screamboat 2 back on.
And there it is. So, there's the calling. There's a call out to you. I
would love to talk more because there's – it's
– You know, we – go ahead. Well, that didn't work at all.
What didn't work at all? You want to talk about another horror movie that we had multiple people on?
I was thinking we went from horror movie to horror movie, but we didn't.
That's okay.
Why I just crossed that out.
No, we can't go from horror movie to horror movie. We had multiple people from Thanksgiving on as well. We had both Karen Cleish and Jenna Warren on. We got to hear all about, Karen got to tell us all about getting baked in an oven.
In an actual oven. She's tan for life. Because of being baked in the oven.
And obviously nowhere near as claustrophobic as I am. Yeah. Because
so much fun.
You could not have paid me enough to do that scene.
And, they had a little fun working with their Patrick Dempsey, Mr. McDreamy, Dr. McDreamy, or whatever he's called.
Who wouldn't?
He's a good-looking man, though.
He is a good-looking man.
But I think to me that Jenna had one of the funniest stories of all.
When he scared her with the clown's mask? Or,
well, that was the second funny story.
Okay. But
when she was at the convention in New Jersey
and got hit with
bomb with bird poop. They kind of warned her, and then there she was in the elevator with bird poop on her going up to her room.
I believe Jenna's advice was, if you're in New Jersey,
yep,
bring your umbrella. No matter what.
That's right. Great movie. Eli Roth. Yeah, check it out. Thanksgiving.
Just watched it again a month ago for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Watched it again this year. So
should be a tradition, man. It should be a tradition.
Well, I have now watched it 3 Thanksgivings in a row. That's all the chances you've had. So I got 3 in a row. So
perfect.
Come on back. When is Thanksgiving 2 coming out? I would assume that's...
It's coming up. It's another one. Excellent. We're going to have more.
Yeah.
I love it with the good horror movies.
Sadly, there's a good chance Karen and Jenna are not in Thanksgiving 2. Spoiler alert.
We talked about this. Flashbacks. Twin sister from Russia coming over. They can do anything. So another one that I kind of vibe with.
Yeah.
Because she's around my age. But Dee Lee, who comes out with her first country album.
Oh, our 55 good friend Dee
Lee. Years old. What a beautiful lady. What beautiful songs that she was writing that were held up at her for so long. And just finally, first album at 55. Come on.
Yeah.
What a fun, great songs. Great songs.
I think we have her on twice in 2025, or was the first one in 2024? I don't remember. But
2024.
D'Elia's been on twice, and yeah, we can't wait to another guest that, let's hope she's back in 2026 and has more music to promote. And
well, and that's on the list of, you know, to visit.
Yeah, we need a trip to Nashville to visit her, to visit Sweet Lizzy Project.
So many people, but that she'll be fun to hang out with.
To visit a person who makes it into our top 10. We're not going to spoil it like I just spoiled.
Try to. But yeah, D'Elia, and a soft spot. She had a song called Evel Knievel. Come on.
And she ended up getting the toy, just like you got the toy.
And I got the toy for my birthday this year. So it all came. I still have it. I still, for all you people that have been wondering since that episode, and I talked about, do I want to take it out so bad to play with? Or do I keep it in the box? It's still in the box.
Will you ever take it out?
I watch it. I look at it, and I want to so bad.
Maybe for the last episode ever, that should be our last scene. Because our last scene is, never mind. I can't reveal our last scene, but our last scene will involve Evel Knievel, the toy.
Jumping us
as we're, something is happening.
But no, we can make it. That's what would drive me to open it, is we could film it and have some fun with it.
You know,
I'm going to bring it down Nashville. So when I'm with D'Elia, we'll have races. There it is.
Don't you think they're both about the same speed since they're the same time? No, you probably got.
I got the 100th anniversary, 50th anniversary one.
It's probably faster.
It's faster.
Probably added a horsepower or two.
It's gold.
That's right.
It's gold, Jerry. Gold.
Spare no expense. That's why for Christmas I was able to put my penis on a mug, because for your birthday I got you a legitimate present. So
it was legit.
You all saw that, right?
Too legit to quit. Yeah, so you want to see it again? It's fading. It's fading. It stays.
Yeah.
It's still warm in there, but boy.
Yeah. I
have to bring that to work.
So I see you hung the socks with care.
Waiting to see how long it took.
Oh, I saw them.
Did you see it right away?
Yeah, a long time ago.
But oh, okay.
Stockings were hung by the
sign with care.
Hopes that Saint Nick soon would be there.
Not going to lie, I kind of forgot I did that.
Oh, they're right there. Yeah. There's right. I love cock right by my head. So
kind of forgot about it.
You know, once in a while we do get serious on here. Speaking of, and we had documentarian Stephen Howe to talk about his documentary Faces of Hate, which talks about Jason Barker and his journey through
being a member of the KKK and
coming out the other side,
reforming to a good guy.
Yeah. So very cool documentary. I would recommend watching.
And highly recommend it to everybody. Like you said, to get serious, but it was one of those that just enjoyed talking with him
yeah.
a lot. I can't wait for him to do more stuff.
Yeah.
He does a good job.
He's a super good guy. Big supporter of the podcast, is always reaching out. And
yeah.
So appreciate it. And can't wait to see what's next for Stefan.
So, and you know, to jump in, but 2026, we're going to bring some serious stuff. Kind of like the
hard
hitting journalism we had earlier.
With Daddy, Diddy, Duddy, Duty.
And now, how did it go? He was Puff, Diddy, Paff, Puffy, Puff, Poof, and then went back to Diddy, and then it was.
He's everything.
Okay.
No, you don't have to. No.
We're done.
I mean, that's too. You know, you don't rip on his. There's so much shit to rip on Diddy for. We don't need his names. Who cares? He goes by a lot of names. He's a man with a lot of names. He wears a lot of jackets. He wears a lot of coats.
From the stories I'm hearing, he doesn't wear a whole lot of anything.
Probably not.
So anymore. The other
orange jumpsuit. Part
for Animus. We got to mention it, though, because they rock. They fucking rock. Sweet Lizzy Project. Holy fuck, were they good.
Coming straight out of Cuba.
That was crazy.
An attitude.
Yeah, it's a crazy story that they have, where they've come now, living in Nashville, just rocking it. Boy, can she sing.
She can, and they're Mile of Music.
They're gonna hopefully come back again. Hopefully it's in the books, but go look up Sweet Lizzy Project.
Mile of Music. I know you're watching this, Mile of Music, so because we're going to be the official podcast of Mile of Music in 2026. Big announcement. That's not confirmed yet.
Nor denied.
Anyway, I know you're watching this. Bring them back, please. So
yeah, they better.
Everybody loved them. I was at Jones Park for their show, and I can vouch and verify and confirm that everybody loved them. The crowd was on fire. There was a lot of Sweet Lizzy Project shirts, and we want them back.
Hell yeah. Which brings me to something else we're going to talk about, but go ahead. What's another highlight for you? Anybody?
And Flag roasting John Wayne Bobbitt was kind of a cool story. And if you don't know who John Wayne Bobbitt is, I don't know how to help you. Google
and search him.
He got his dick cut off by his wife. Then became a porn star. Then
now let's not forget that when the wife cut off his penis. No, at that moment she was cutting his dick off. She wasn't cutting his penis off.
No,
she was cutting his dick off.
Yeah, we don't say penis on this podcast. Did I say penis?
No, but I think I did. And I was like, no, yeah. It needs more of a punch than.
Right. I wanted to make sure I didn't say such an awful word. Penis is terrible.
Horrible.
Who says penis? It's just, ew, makes me feel. It's like saying vagina.
No, that's why you didn't go to the Penises R Us company. You went to the
Dicks R Us.
Dicks R Us. That's the reason you did that.
I should have went to Cox R Us. They would have put that fucking cock. Sorry, Dicks R Us, but Cox R Us is better.
100%.
Yeah, they would have put my cock on. They would have found a way.
So just on the Bobbitt, it was funny because she cut it off. That's where I was going with it all. She took it with her and then drove down the road and threw it out.
Well, of course she took it with her. What else were you going to do with it?
Cut it and leave it, but she took it with her.
Well, she cuts it and leave it. Then John's going to have it. He's just going to go, stick it back on. She wanted him to regret his decisions.
I don't want to dwell on this, but we should have with that. Do you think you could have cut?
Oh, I thought you were going to say with that, do you think we should try and get John Wayne Bobbitt? Bobbitt?
I think we should.
John Wayne Bobbitt on in 2026. John Wayne Bobbitt!
Come on down.
We're calling you out.
But Anna's funny. She was super funny.
You know who we have to have back in 2026 because she makes people mad and I like it when people get mad? Is Brianna Vasquez because she wears a MAGA hat. And I'm not a MAGA guy. But guess what? She doesn't make me mad just because she wears a hat. So.
Oh, you mean you can distinguish in your life and. If you don't want to see something, you just move on.
I can. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
I can also have a conversation with somebody wearing the hat and we can talk about things and
have a conversation.
And let me mention.
Yeah.
She kind of showed us her butt and that outweighs a MAGA hat every time. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So thanks, Brianna.
I still remember that more than the hat.
And I got to say another big, big supporter of the podcast. Thank you, Brianna. We love everything that you do for us. She's constantly liking and. Can't say it enough.
It was a fun interview. She was fun.
It was.
She was a fun talk. So
absolutely.
We definitely support you in anything you do just because you're a good person and chit-chatting to talk to. And conversations are great. That's why we do this, right? To have conversation with people, regardless who they are. We should have more. I mean, we have turned up the controversy from earlier guests, but whatever.
That is controversy extraordinaire. P. Diddy, wait till you see it. Wait till you see the shit he admitted to. I got him to admit to some things. And I got him to threaten somebody on the podcast.
Did he really?
He did.
Damn it.
Not me either. I told him he was a fucking piece of shit, and he just stared at me with one eye up here and one eye out down here.
That was probably the death stare. I hate to say it, but you may not see him again. He may go disappearing.
You're dead.
The way he said it, disappearing.
I thought at one point he said he was going to hang out in the background of this episode, but apparently he took off, huh?
Oh, he's probably lurking around back there that we don't see.
Christ. I'm not saying it. You say it.
So badly. So badly.
Nope.
But that's when we come to, we'll just snip out a little before that. Top 10.
Top 10. David Letterman, we're stealing from you.
You know, because you're not doing it anymore.
Was there anybody better at a top 10 list than David Letterman?
The guests were funny doing it, too. Those were funny when you bring up guests. But no, he had a way of doing it.
Yeah.
He had just a way of his looks. And
the way he would flip the card out the window. And
so he would say something. He knows it's dumb, but he would just go, yeah.
I'll say something controversial.
Ooh.
Late night TV died when David Letterman went away. There has not been a funny late night TV show since David Letterman left the air.
That's a fact right there.
Sorry to all you late nighters. You suck.
To tell you the truth, now you said that's the last time I watched anything.
Right. And I used to, as a kid, I was like, oh, I'm staying up to watch Letterman. And I only had to watch the monologue and like the little, once we got to the interviews, I didn't really care.
Sure.
But
unless
it was
somebody you wanted to see.
Yeah. But at that young, there was few times that I really cared who was on. It was more about seeing Dave's first 20 minutes of the episode.
So before he was a late night.
We should have him on.
He's not doing anything. Oh, I think he's got a podcast.
He's got that show on Netflix where he talks to people.
Next, what, Monopers? I don't even remember.
Yeah, he gets to talk to it. Yeah.
So the first time I saw David Letterman, he was doing a morning show.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. I remember being in grade school.
Like a Regis Philbin morning kind
of
show?
Okay. Yeah, kind of. It was early, and I only got to see it when I, like, if I stayed home sick.
Yeah.
And then it was there. It was David Letterman. I remember being attracted. I just about to say I was.
Oh, you said you were attracted to him.
I was attracted to him.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's okay. Have you seen him lately? He's got a nice beard. You're attracted to beards, aren't you?
He didn't have one then.
That's why I got you that mug.
He was fucking. My new mug.
And those socks.
What's 2026 going to bring for me?
It's a coming out party in 2026. Oh! Somebody spilled all over the floor.
I must have been the...
We're in trouble now.
All right.
Top 10 podcast moments of 2025. Are we going to have like little jokes like Letterman does for each one?
They're all a joke.
I don't think we can. We're not that good.
We would have had to have spent the last 4 weeks
preparing
instead each of the last, one just to come up with 10
instead of the last 4 minutes before we went on the air. That's not true. I started prepping last week for this episode.
So. I did Sunday.
Yeah. So
I did Sunday night. Well, I wrote down every guest.
Yeah, but it's Sunday right now. It's Sunday night.
Yep. Sunday night. Thank you. Hi.
All right. Whoever gets number 10, wait, 10. Whoever gets number 10 doesn't get number one. Do you want number 10 or number one? This is an important decision.
It is. Hold on.
You want the evens.
Yeah, I'll take the evens.
So you want number 10.
I do want 10 because I really, really want 6.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you want number 6.
No idea how I would
plus
say
you
that.
Get number 2.
I didn't even see that.
Which is a pretty big one. But I
guess we're all gonna chirp in there.
You know what?
Yeah.
I get half of them, you get half of them, and I'm excited about all of them. So let's go. Number 10.
Wow. From the movie Never Returns. Bryn.
Damn I.
Get it wrong every time. Damn I.
Yeah.
No, but that was, she was super fun to talk to.
You know what?
To.
How about I just say the names and then you talk about the whatever for each. I'll just do the name.
I mean, we're safer that way. And if you know anything about this podcast or me, that I get nothing right.
I mean, you screwed up
the names right. Even I'll say it like 5 times in a row right, and then it comes to, and I'll say it wrong.
I mean, other than number 6, I think like number 8 is a pretty easy name to say. I would think you'll be able to get that one right.
I'll fuck it up.
All right. Anyway, let's not shit all over Bryn Damai's parade.
We can't help her. Right. Because she was so fun to talk to. She was open about everything in the behind the scenes of this independent movie, Never Returns, which is coming out soon. I don't know about you saw the theme, but we had a theme of independent horror movies, too, is that we kept going down the rabbit hole for, which was awesome. That's a little play on the coming guest. But what's cool about that, when that movie comes out.
Yeah.
There will be a character in the movie.
Yeah.
Wearing one of our T-shirts.
That's Bam. Right. That's right. Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard.
Bam.
Is about to be memorialized for all time. We will now be in a movie. Which means this thing exists for, I mean, I guess there's videos of this, so it exists forever. But
for some reason, podcast world gets wiped out, we're still in a movie.
We're in a movie.
And I can't wait for people to be like, oh, what the fuck's that?
And I'm pretty sure not just the shirt, but you and I are in part 2. That's also not confirmed, but I'm working on it.
Nor denied, but
there are a lot of things in the works for 2026. I forgot what the first thing I said that was going to happen, but
it's happening.
I don't remember what it was, but it just check back 5 minutes. I said it. I don't remember what I said.
That's part of the Dr. Skunk. Anyways,
Dr. Skunk, you can't even get the names of the drinks right.
You know what the other thing, the good thing about
Skunks,
you taking the odds?
Yeah.
Is the next one is because of you.
The next one
is because of you, but what a fucking high point.
Yes. Elizabeth Durazzo, we love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We love the Greasy Strangler. I don't actually, honestly, Elizabeth Durazzo is thanks to Judy, my lovely wife, Judy, who you all know and love, because she is the one who, as we were scrolling one night for a movie, was like, what is The Greasy Strangler?
And why are we not watching it?
Yeah, well, who cares? Let's watch that shit. And we fell in love with a hootie tootie disco cutie girl herself, Janet, played by Elizabeth Durazzo, who was nice enough to come on this podcast
and open up. Great stories.
Yeah.
Check out that episode. Great stories.
She did not hold back even a millimeter.
And she didn't. And one of the highlights of that one was the old Merkin, which you did never heard that term before her coming on and telling you, I'll even show you my Merkin.
I did not know what a Merkin was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
So if you don't know what it is, go watch the episode. But they only had
one Merkin on set for the whole thing. So she had to, what'd she say? She sweated in it. She peed in it. She
all during filming.
And then, if you don't know what a Merkin is, go watch the episode.
You'll understand.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. Yeah.
They had one.
I was about to say what it was, and I'm like, what am I doing here?
So the special or the costume lady or the make, one of them had to clean it, take it off of her, clean it every night, and bring it back the next day because they only had one.
I'm surprised you've never applied for Merkin detail. I'm moving to Hollywood because I want to be a Merkin guy.
I didn't know that was a thing, but now that I know.
What does it fall under? Like the makeup person or something?
Well, that's what I remember. I was like, is it the makeup lady or is it the costume? It's not really a I think it's makeup.
I don't know. But either way.
You tell us in the comments. Leave them below what department that falls into.
Merkin. You should go on Indeed and see if there's any listings for Merkin. Merkin.
Assistances?
Merkin assistants.
I'm going to get a job like a Merkin tester.
Wait, that means you're just wearing it.
Right, I know. That's not the point of.
No, you don't want to wear. You want to.
You want to be the Merkin assembler and disassembler.
It's like a key of furniture.
Please leave a comment. Come on. Tell me what you, if you heard, it's the first time you've heard the term or you know about it.
Also, I would like anybody involved with the Greasy Strangler, a couple of things. Anybody involved with the Greasy Strangler, Michael St. Michael, we want you on the podcast. 2026, it's happening. That's not confirmed yet either.
Nor denied.
But it's happening.
We've reached out to his people.
Also, for anybody involved in the Greasy Strangler, you might owe us a royalty or two because I'm pretty sure we single-handedly like have a dozen people to our name who have watched that movie.
Doubled your ticket sales.
Just because of us. So you're welcome.
So he's not even kidding. Like we've gone to events. We've gone to a wedding. And just told people about the Greasy Strangler. So he's not kidding.
Brittany has loved watched the Greasy Strangler more than any of us. Brittany loves the Greasy Strangler.
Yeah, we love Brittany.
And hey, Britt, this is confirmed. This is confirmed. Brittany will be on the podcast in 2026. We're saving you a seat, Britt.
Who is this, Britt? Who is this?
You will know.
You'll never know.
After she's been here and gone, you will know. You will never forget.
She'll stand. Well, he just said she'll stand right here. So
she's going to stand there.
I don't know. Even like this. That's weird. If he's here, I mean, she could sit here cross-legged.
Crisscross applesauce.
Applesauce it is.
Oh.
You know, that'll be funny. I can't wait for that.
More in-person guests.
Do you ever say something that just makes you smile or laugh?
No.
Or hear?
No.
So far, does it say, Donna? That would make you chuckle at all?
No. Nothing you say makes me chuckle.
But if Donna Lee said, let me talk to her, tell you a story about my mom, and then she always says, Donna. That wouldn't make, okay, there. See, that's my point.
See, yes, it does, yes.
Donna.
But Donna Lee didn't necessarily make us chuckle. I mean, she did, don't get me wrong.
What?
Donna Lee
what
also.
Did you just say? She didn't make us laugh. We laughed the whole time.
Nope, untrue. We did not laugh the whole time. Donna Lee gave us the most cringeworthy, pain-inducing moment of the entire year 2025.
All right, you're right.
She talked about something, because she works for a urologist.
We weren't laughing. You're right.
And she told us a story about some guy.
Oh, jeez.
Sticking a glass straw.
Because that's what you do.
I know where you think I'm going. You think I'm going up his ass. No! That would have been simple. Up his urethra. And we leaving it there for a year.
Is this a good time to use penis?
No.
No. Up is cock.
Up.
That doesn't work.
Up is schlingschlong. Up is.
I do think this is the time to use.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Penis. Up is love vein?
It's love vein.
Fine. Up is penis. Yeah. Well, I said urethra. So, yes, penis. I get. We'll go with all the medical terms.
But
on this
obviously,
one.
When you do that, you just go, oh, I can't. It's stuck. I'll just leave it.
No, I don't think that is what you do.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, don't take that advice because that's what the last guy did.
No, I'm pretty sure we heard about the one guy ever in all time.
No, there's guys that put not weird that, shit.
But not that left it there for a year.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You're yes.
Right. Not leave it for a year.
That is a glass straw is not by far not the weirdest thing. Somebody stuck up their wee-wee. Okay. No, it's not.
Wait, now we're at wee-wee?
Wee-wee. Yes. Executive decision. It's not the weirdest thing, but leaving it there for a year is.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But she's got that story. She's got other stories. Listen to that podcast. She's a funny lady. And you know what?
No.
Sometimes I like Dick Day.
I like Dick Day too, but guess what? Most of the time it's nope. She also sent us shirts that say Dick Day.
Sent a shirt and yeah.
And I keep wearing it.
Doorknob things that this is how her and her husband communicate. Yeah. He says, well, pretty much every day he puts out Dick Day, Dick Day, and she just comes by.
Pretty much every day she puts out
nope.
Except Tuesdays. Tuesdays.
Donna, no. You in for Tuesday now.
I think Donna's more than just Tuesdays. I'm just going to. Or the Tuesdays.
You leave a comment if you and your significant other have something similar like this, then we will send you a couple of these that you can use in your love life.
Yeah, we have some extras. How about that? Yeah, if you comment what you use, we'll send you some of these so you don't have to use what you use anymore.
And I hate to say it, whatever they're doing, this is funny.
Maybe
this
they use better. A crusty old sock. Gross.
Did you just go, Christy, is that gross? Did you just answer your own kind of statement?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever have a roommate that you had to use the sock system with? Like, I'm getting fucked in here. Don't come in.
I did not go to college.
You didn't give a shit. Well, but you lived with people.
I did live with people. We would.
You just fucked in the living room. And if they walked in, they walked in.
Well, we walked in. We just. I
Speaking of fuck,
I did have a friend
who
really liked to come into a room knowing that people were in there. He didn't do it just to me, but
knowing
he did to me
fucking?
A lot. Yes. And then once he got in, he would like just sit at the edge of the bed and like even have like a six pack with him and would be like, just wouldn't acknowledge that we were naked and fucking. He would just start saying, so today I took the old car out and
I love got this guy.
He would just sit at the edge of the bed
and
have a conversation, then ask her about her. And then at some point, go, okay, well, we'll see you downstairs sometime. And then just go.
I love this guy. I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are, but I love you.
You know who you are. You did it to me several times. You may not have never met him.
Okay. Well, I love you. If you're watching this, I love you. And that sounds like something I would do. So. You and I.
You know who you are. We've got many stories together, buddy. Love him. I love him to death.
You know,
I'll say it. Carrie. I love you, Carrie. That's my buddy.
I'm not sure that we say names on here.
Well,
I'll cut it.
I'll tell it. No, he can say it.
I'm not going to cut it.
He's proud of that.
Yeah. I would be too. It's a fucking, it's an amazing move. And
yeah, he was so, at the time, I'm like, and then I'd be like, okay, all right, Carrie.
But the thing is,
I love you, Carrie.
Did you just keep fucking?
No, we stopped and had a conversation with him.
Oh, I'd have kept fucking.
No. Yeah, that was the point. We'd be like, the light would come on and we would, you know, of course she would, and we'd, okay. And they'd be like, every time the girl would be just kind of, wait, what's going on? Why? And I'd be like, what's up now, Carrie? You know, I just knew about it, right? After the first time, it was like, okay. And then she'd look at me like, he's going to be here for a while. I'd just be like, he'll be here for a while.
Why are we wearing these? It just dawned on me. This is a solo episode. We don't need these on.
We don't.
Yeah. I mean, you do feel a little more in the house when you're when you got them on, but my ears are kind of hot, so I'm gonna take them off.
So that's what you got. All right. Well, there you go.
You know that you know who that story has never happened to is guest or
well, that's true.
The number seven on our list, number seven, the moment of the year, Sarah Sloan. You know her from Kill Tony fame. She came on the podcast shortly.
That was a perfect intro because she never would have gotten that situation.
She's
why?
She's never. Well, she has been kissed now.
Now.
But when we had her on, she had never been kissed, and I still don't think she's technically gone on a first date. So.
But, yeah, she's been kissed, but
she's saving herself.
Good for you, Sarah.
But she also does one hell of a horse impression.
Jesus. And we gotta check out the episode. She does it for us.
From a car parked waiting
that's right.
To sign up for Kill Tony, I believe.
Yep.
I think we talked to her in 1 minute.
And then she did it again in the car and did great. And the biggest part I was impressed with after her first appearance is she is to this day still working for Tony Hitchcliffe.
She is, yeah, yeah. She
offered her a job, and she quit her job right there on air, and she did.
Yeah, she did.
I think that's so cool and amazing.
Yeah, and that's why she won't come back on the podcast.
Sarah,
she will. We'll get her eventually. I promise. 2026.
She will.
That's not confirmed,
nor denied.
Thank you. We didn't plan this shtick, but it's working.
Right.
It's always best when you didn't plan it and it still works.
It's still working. So, yeah, she'll be back. I believe she'll be back.
You got the next one. I'm going to.
You have fun because this next one is all me. Because
oh, yeah.
Boy,
it's not
oh,
all
boy.
You.
Well, no. There's a part that you were jonesing on, but I just loved her in the movie Wineville, which is a fun, another horror independent movie.
From our good friend Brandy Roderick, who's been on the podcast numerous times, three times, I do believe.
Thank you. I was just going to mention that's what brought us to it. But when we saw Aunt Margaret, I said, I love this girl. And we did not know at the time, maybe you did, that she was. But Carolyn Hennessy, wow, what a treat, what a goddess that she's been on, a legend within General Hospital show forever, that she literally was just. A part-time job and then turned it into a 25-year gig because she was so good.
Yeah, I think she was originally booked for like two or three episodes and she's turned it into 18 seasons or something like that, some stupid number.
It's crazy still going on, and she's so good. Pleasure to work with. She was so good. I still get pop-ups. She's doing performances at dinner shows and things, and if I lived in California, I'd have been gone to
I think we need to try and get to I would love to go see her do one of those shows.
She is just so talented. I had so much fun talking with her. I know we both did. We had so much fun talking about the movie, but just her whole career and her life. But what a joy she was. And just to tell us about Wineville and the character, and you go watch the movie Wineville because it is fun. And you watch her wig. That was all her talking about it and doing it, kind of mentioned it. And she's like, no, that was me. I just thought it would be funny as a character to do that.
Yeah. And if you need to
know. But where is she? I hate to say it that way, but where did she? She shines in everything.
Yeah.
Like, where was our high point of her? Her career.
Well, she was Barb on Cougar Town, and she is the one line sniper of that show. She's
queen of the world.
She's in like a handful of episodes every season, and she comes in and delivers one or two lines that just kill. And she didn't need no ass stunt double for her Halloween costume, if you know what I'm talking about. So,
and at that time, respect grew because she said, "There's a scene
they wanted to use an ass stunt double," and she said,
"Hey,
no, thank you.
Well, here's your ass double," and she's. No.
And she, I follow her on Instagram. She does some funny shit on Instagram.
That's right.
You see these, like, all the end of her clips, she goes sailing by on her, like, a riding lawnmower. I love her. I love her. Carolyn, we love you.
And we want you back. Yes. Thank you. We want her
She'll be back in 2026.
For something. Because she's
not confirmed.
Nor denied. But she's doing so much. She's going to be back. She's doing something to promote. So
she loves us.
I cannot wait to talk to her again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a high point for me. Because I had an Aunt Margaret. And to me, in that movie, that she was my favorite character. Nothing to do with my Aunt Margaret, because my Aunt Margaret was a...
What are you going to say? Let's talk more about Aunt Margaret from Wineville, because Aunt Margaret was kind of a naughty little minx.
She was a very naughty little minx.
Wait, did this Aunt Margaret remind you of your Aunt Margaret? Are you trying to say something?
We did not have the same experiences. But okay. You know what? If you want to hear more in 2026, we may dig deep into my psychology.
Is your Aunt Margaret coming on? That's confirmed.
She's nor denied. Wait, but
is she dead?
She's kind of dead.
Oh, then it's denied. Well, you could just say that one's denied.
But we can still talk about, you know, bring out some unlocked things that.
Are you adverse to a seance? We could find a seance person to come in and we could contact your Aunt Margaret.
That'd be awesome.
On the same episode that we have Carolyn Hennessy on.
I love it. Build it. Go.
That's confirmed. Laura, write it down. All right.
Nor denied.
Back to the top 10 list.
Okay, where you are now. Ooh, what's number this one?
Five. We're halfway home.
But yeah. we're going to shift gears a little bit.
We're going to shift gears. This one's a musician, and a musician who I have been listening to for 15
as
years.
As you all have.
And I had, like, this is one of these pinch me moments, because you're like, when we started this, and you're like, we're going to have some guests, but it was never like, we're going to have Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers. Are you fucking kidding me? Stephen Kellogg played Mile of Music this year. And
many years.
Yeah, he's played a couple times, but... it's been a while since this was his first year back in quite a while. Okay. So,
but I'm glad he did.
Yes. And he was fantastic. He put out a comedy special this year, which was his first comedy special at 48, 49 years old.
What? And what the fuck do you do? I'm just going to do a comedy show. I've been a musician my whole life. Great, beautiful love song. Great songs. Yeah. No, I'm just going to, I'm going to put out a comedy special and hey wife, can we, but,
Can
we just use the savings to do this? You in or out? She's, of course, well, she sounds like a terrific woman that is very supportive.
She did the right thing and said yes, because the comedy special is fantastic. And if you've seen Stephen live playing music, you would probably go, well, yeah, of course, because he's a storyteller and
some short, funny anecdotes.
Yeah, absolutely. That he tells on stage while he's performing music. Some of those are what's in the comedy special. And he's just a talented dude. He's funny and he's a great musician. And I watched him play Bags live one day and he's pretty good at that too, apparently. So although I would kick your ass. So anytime you're in Wisconsin, game of cornhole on me, we'll play.
Come and he's coming 2026.
He is coming. He'll be in Milwaukee and Madison in February.
We're gonna yeah.
You betcha.
See him live again. That's great. But yeah, it was fun talking to him and how much he appreciated, you know.
Just a pinch.
His friendship.
Yeah. Just such a pinch me moment. There are people on this list that coming in, you know, that I've known since before we started. I mean, there's plenty of people list that I didn't know until we started this podcast. But people like Carolyn Hennessy and Stephen Kellogg are people that have been in my life entertaining me for years and years and years. And to get people like that on the podcast is just mind blowing. It freaks me out every time we get somebody that I've known about since before the podcast. I just always go,
what? You're freaking me out.
How is this happening? So, yeah. So thank you, Stephen. Can't wait to do it again in 2026. That is confirmed.
Or denied. So we're going to get, I mean, we got with comedy.
You have so many guests for next year. We're not going to have time. Should we stop booking new ones? We don't have a single guest confirmed for 2026. I'm just telling you, just so you know. That is,
we don't need them.
That's right. After everybody sees this episode, they're going to be like, how do I get on that podcast? I want to be on their top 10 list next year.
You know, that could be somebody's goal, and should it be. Will be. And I don't. And I think, you know, the next guest might, she's here, but she wants to go
She wants to be on Letterman's top 10 list, not our top 10 list.
Good luck. So. It's not going to happen. But
well, he doesn't do them anymore.
When we do, Jesus. When we talk about being serious, then we have doctors on. So we're ahead of it. Let's just blow this out of the water. Let's have a doctor on. And then who else do you want to have on but Dr. Rabbit?
Dr. Rabbit? Somebody who works on rabbits?
No, that's their name. They're just a doctor. Oh, I forget where. They're the doctor of comedy and storytelling. But Kaylee Bills was
on Casey. Casey Bills.
That's what I said.
I know. I don't know why I interrupted. You're
absolutely
right. Why are you
always interrupting me when I nail it?
God damn it. I'm such an asshole. My bad, Carrie. Sorry.
Fuck.
Casey, now you got me saying it.
Was she?
Wait, was she the one who came and sat on the bed when you were having sex?
Yeah.
This is getting so weird.
It's full circle. Another Kill Tony alum, but boy, she had them going, and she has great stories. You know what? Not many people get kicked out of
Kill Tony.
Was there
one guest on the podcast in 2025 who was, I say this in the nicest way, was more different than you thought they were going to be when they came into the, I really thought Casey was this kind of sweet, innocent, you know,
I get where you're going.
Casey Bills, we named that episode Unfiltered because she does not have a filter. She doesn't. She's awesome. She tells stories.
Well, I want to get into the storytelling. Yes, I want to get into the story because she's got the stories.
Yeah.
And she tells them well, and she tells them funny.
The deadpan way she tells it. Oh, it's fucking terrific. Casey, you are fucking hilarious. You need to keep doing comedy, and we are going to keep supporting. I love her. I said it during the episode. It comes out every once in a while, and it came out with her episode. When you're having so much fun with an episode, and all of a sudden I was like, God, I love you.
But those are some of the best, right? Yeah. Where we come into it going, well, we don't know much about them, but we'll get – and then it just kills us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, she was on Kill Tony, and she had a good story, and that's why we love Kill Tony. So we approached her, but she was definitely different than what I was thinking we were going to be getting, and – not different.
Tell us.
I mean, just
leave a comment. You go watch her episode. Go watch her.
People love
stay
her.
At Kill Tony and see the interview with her after. And then watch our podcast and say, what do you think of her? Do you think she's innocent? Is she playing? Or is that her real self?
She's just so damn likable. Just as likable as anybody we've ever had on this podcast. Like, she's another one, just like Kaylee Ryan, that you're like, God, I hope things come your way. You know?
So. Which I think they will. I mean, I think everybody we're talking about is. It's gonna because
well anybody who's been on this podcast instant glow up to the stretch
for you guys.
What did he say? To the moon, Donna.
Bam, bam, to the moon, Alice.
Alice, Donna, Alice. It's close.
Tell us, leave a comment. What's that from?
The Honeymooners.
Okay. Well, you know you can't. Not really. Tell you. Well, leave a. Are you leaving a comment verbally? Well, is that what you're doing? A verbal comment.
Well, now people can go. No shit, you dumbass. First of all, I would say
majority of our audience will not get that.
Oh, you think young people watch this? I know. I see the numbers.
Boom, back. To the moon, Alice. To the moon, Beard.
Thanks to Casey, we have a new younger female demographic. Thank you, Casey. We definitely did see a little uptick in that.
Yeah, Kaylee.
None of them stuck around, but
fuck off,
they were all there for one episode. So, college girls. We are kind old gentlemen who would put our coats over the puddle for you to walk across so you didn't have to get your shoes wet.
Hold your hand as you go through. Steady you to make sure you don't fall.
And not ask for a single thing in return.
Nope.
Anyway.
We're not giddy.
Well, one of us might be.
We're not. What? I was in the bathroom.
I'm just saying, as of now... You and Diddy have never been in the same place at the same time. So.
Nor denied. Wait.
That's confirmed.
Nor denied.
Wait.
No. Backward. Nor denied.
I think I did switch that up halfway through, didn't I? I just started saying that's confirmed. And that's not confirmed. Nothing. No.
Yes. Did you really?
Yes. I just,
that's not
I'm like,
confirmed.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, it doesn't make sense anymore. Yeah.
Didn't even notice.
None of the things that I've said are confirmed. There's nothing confirmed for 2026. We have nobody on the books. 2026 is a free year. If you want on this podcast, call us. So I don't have to call you because
nor deny that you will not be if we don't. I don't even
know. You know who else we're having back on the podcast in 2026? This is not confirmed. Number three on the list.
Denied. Yeah, and
Gave us
three
such
a, for a reason. She's three for a reason.
Well, we've seen her live three times since.
Boom!
Since she was on the episode, and that's only because there was only three times we had the opportunity. I think.
Know. I mean, we could have drove ways.
Yeah. Okay.
Shh. Yeah.
So or we would have seen her live more times because we love you, Genevieve Hayward, our fellow Wisconsinite musician.
So good that she made the wall.
Oh, yeah.
She made the wall.
And why did she make the wall? And why are there glimmering balls of light in front of her booby area?
Well, that's hilarious. That's a great picture.
Did I say that without giving anything away?
Well, just look. But that was the old, what I wanted to call my album, Disco Tits. And these stuffy, suited lawyers said, you know, let's not maybe wait a while before you name your album Disco Tits.
I think the cool thing about this one being named Sprinkles and Disco Tits not being the name is she still has it in the books now. She can.
That's true.
So someday.
But she has a song Sprinkles and the album Sprinkles. Check it out. It's amazing. It's so fun.
And go see her live. She puts on a.
Yeah. We had the pleasure of seeing her acoustic with the band.
Yeah.
And then a band in her hometown where she just was killing it. And wow.
We got to see her solo as a three-piece and as a four-piece.
Yeah.
So we've seen her all her songs in every format. And
so I will not answer this question. Which do you prefer the best?
I am always a solo acoustic guy. I love the intimate feel. I'm old. Okay. So things are loud and I don't like it when things are loud. I get cranky. So I always like the intimate acoustic feel. It doesn't say it anymore.
Gosh. Damn it.
Nice try though. I'm not gay. I'm old. There's a difference. I'll edit that.
That's the funniest GIF. Do you ever see that from
GIF?
Yeah. With from Parks and Rec, the guy that was
No, I don't care. I don't want to know what it's from. I like it when you do it without knowing what it's from. Please don't tell me you're going to ruin it. I don't care what it is. I don't want to know it. Now I'm going to go look for it. I just thought you were doing it. God damn it. You ruin all the good shit.
Yes. Give me all full credit.
Well, it's not that hard to just all of a sudden go, hey, like anybody could come up with that.
It's so funny when he does it.
Okay.
Genevieve, sorry. So much fun. I brought one of my daughters to one of the shows just because I wanted to expose you to them. And she's been a pleasure to meet every time.
She's a delight. Simply you a know delight, what? As is her mother.
You know what was so cool? The last show in her hometown.
What's that?
It was neat.
It was neat.
It was neat to see all the people there. And that was an in and out for us is to say hi. And
where was that? Was in Sturgeon Bay.
Sturgeon Bay.
And what is the name of the Holiday Music Hotel? Is that what it's called?
Heck yeah.
Holiday Music Hotel. If you were in Sturgeon Bay.
Pick on the edge of the table.
Yes. If you're in Sturgeon Bay, get yourself a room at the Holiday Music Hotel. It is the coolest fucking hotel.
Okay? Facts. He's spewing facts right now.
Mid-century modern motif. It is chef's kiss, baby.
Yeah, they're just a rock and roll couple that owns it, and they just want to make your experience wonderful. And the rooms are cool, comfortable beds for you think it'd be like, oh, you know, you see everything.
The mattresses
from the six. No,
the mattresses are new, and
everything's updated. But
the furniture, the headboard, and the footboard is mid-century modern. Yeah. The mattress. Cool,
I like the outside too. I like the outside of it. It's so different.
Yeah,
it is. You know, it's like, all right, we're just gonna put these bricks and build this, but.
I'm fine with your word for this hotel, even. It's a neat hotel. So,
converting.
I probably got to pay you fucking royalties for
that. That's my word, motherfucker. Yeah.
And that is confirmed.
But you know what else is confirmed?
No.
Every time I go to Sturgeon Bay, I will stay there.
Oh, that is 1,000%.
100%.
And I will
all the other hotels, don't care. You could have the nicest, greatest hotel. Don't care. Not staying.
I will also go to fucking. I'm doing over wherever I went for breakfast was amazing. I can't remember where it was.
Oh, that's right. We went two different places.
We did, and we both liked them. And
we did. So I don't remember mine either.
You're gonna get good breakfast in Sturgeon Bay, is what we're saying, because we ate at two of them. They're both good. So
it's cool towns to hang out in.
Yeah,
and that cool town, that small town vibe, kind of reminds me of our next guest that I'm going to mention. Small town vibe.
Was he born in a small town?
He can breathe in a small town.
No, but he played farm aid.
And I can. Oh, and he did play.
Did you see that segue? Ooh! Ow. That was a little too aggressive.
That's that. acoustic music in him that wants that is hurting right now. So, Jake Rennick Simpson, thank you for coming on. Check him out. Violinist currently with the Lucas Nelson Band, but his good friend Dave Matthews said, come on over to the Gorge and play with us. And he did, and holy fuck, was that amazing. It wasn't his first time, but them together, it was so nice to hear that again. And fuck, Jake was a fun to talk to because he loves Dave Matthews just like we do.
Sorry, I'm just staring at a Dave Matthews. I'm not zoned out. I am just, again.
That's right. I got three Dave Matthews posters sitting right here because we do love him and go to him a lot.
Maybe not a bigger pinch me moment than we'll ever have on the podcast. And if we get any additional members from the Dave Matthews Band, you're all welcome. And they will be guests in 2026. That is not confirmed.
Nor denied.
But holy shit, pinch me. We had somebody on the podcast who shared a stage with Dave Matthews Band.
And that fucker can play.
He can play, and he played two-step on the podcast.
He played it for us.
You heard that, right?
Oh, if you don't check that episode out, then just walk away because you're... No, I don't know what that meant.
Are you saying are you trying to say they're black?
No, you motherfucker.
You know, there's black guys in the band. Black people do like the Dave Matthews Band.
Cut it out. No, that's not what I said. I forgot. I didn't look before I brought it over.
That's okay. That's all right.
I didn't bring it over.
That's all right. We get it.
You've been watching the episode. You get it. Regardless. Jake, thank you so much. Wow. I'm going to turn this ship around back to Jake.
Jake Simpson.
He's such an amazing talent. Playing guitar, playing the fiddle. He's loved the fiddle since he's been a little boy. That was a great story just hearing his history about, you know, how he started, because he just loved it when he watched him play it. And I actually did get a chance to go down and see him play live with Lucas Nelson Band. I mean, my daughter went down to the Rave in Milwaukee and watched him play. Wow. His solos are great. He played guitar there too. Yeah, Lucas Nelson was a fun band too. We had a great time. That was a great evening. I'm not a country guy. Boy, that was a great time.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I know I had something else going on, so I couldn't make that show, but
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That is thank you, Jake, for he's done three podcasts. The other two are Dave Matthews centric podcasts.
Right. That's right.
He's done the pod that Jane likes and what is it, Gray Street pod, something like that. Sorry. I know it's Gray Street in the title. And our pod. So he's done two heavily influenced Dave Matthews podcast, and then he came on this one and went,
"Wait, what?
Where is this? What? I thought you. Okay.
Now we have a Dave, flair. We have a Dave splash.
Well,
we talk about him enough with other guests and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know that I haven't hit the right word, but we have a Dave after effect. After
you keep trying, I think you're going to get there. By
we
the
have
end
a of, Dave.
Yeah,
spritz
aura.
Aura, Dave Aura.
Aura.
All right. Yeah. Any one of those. Comment. Well, tell us which one you like the best.
To be fair.
Which says us the best? Dave, which word that we just said?
If there wasn't a Dave Matthews Band, there would be a No Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard. That is more true than if there was no Kiss, there'd be no Motley Crue. That is far more true than that statement.
That's confirmed.
That's confirmed. And
for 2026.
Because this fucking podcast was born on Dave Matthews road trips and air trips and
cross country trips. Obviously that's the air trips, right?
Because well, no, we drove cross country for the Gorge, motherfucker, 26 hours.
Yes, many drew. So, but
if you don't hate somebody after spending 26 straight hours in a car with them, start a podcast. It's the next best thing.
And then spend 4 days in a tent with them, and then drive the same amount back.
We spent a lot of time together. It was
a lot of time together, but it's all been fun. It's been but you're right.
We were actually doing the podcast by that trip, but
that's true.
We did a podcast from the Gorge, so
we did.
But it was born from past Dave Matthews
traveling, yes. And the name when we said. Heard the story before. We've told it to other guests, which I'm sure everybody listening right now knows it.
Hey, I'll know. But tell them again.
Here we are when we were like, what are we going to name this podcast? We're like, not really sure. Well, we're flying to Dave Matthews one day. We're just kind of getting on and getting on the plane and all this, the wonderful stewardess, which
wonderful,
amazing, so much.
I think they call them flight attendants now.
Love the stewardess flight so attendant. Much. And she's like, so
was she black or gay?
No.
I think stewardess is just as bad at this point. Call her a flight attendant.
Because the steward was right next to her.
No.
Well, in his world, the flight attendant said, but he didn't even know. I had to tell it afterwards. But because I was before him walking on the plane, this wonderful stewardess was so bubbling, just said, hey, we got, how's Dipples in the Beard doing today? And we were like, wait, what? That's us. What are you talking about? And she was so nice, told us where to go, commented.
Straight to hell.
And then when we were ready to leave, she's like, goodbye, have a great time. And wherever we were, have a great time. And you guys, Dipples and the Bears, have a great time in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, I think. I think it was that trip.
Mm. And you know what? We got done looking at you like, that's fucking hilarious. That's, you know, that's funny. That
if we ever start a podcast.
She picked it up. I don't know. We did not say
that. No, we didn't. Not at the time.
We just were like, that's cool of her. That was, you know, she.
No,
she
remembered it when we were trying to name this thing. And we had no idea what we were naming. You remembered that. And I was like, she did?
You were.
You know why?
And I had to convince him. Like, no, it really happened.
Because I'm old.
We did that. We really did. It really happened. She said that.
Yeah. So thank you. And whenever
wish we knew who the fuck she was.
I wish we. Oh yes, internet, help us find her.
We have no idea who she was. I don't even remember the airline we flew.
But I don't either. It doesn't matter. Internet, help us find her.
You can narrow it down. Anyways, thank you, whoever you are.
Internet, do your thing.
If you ever contact us, we will give you a 0.0004 of the profits we make from this podcast.
I won't. Nope. You can give her that at your half. I ain't giving you shit.
She deserves something, motherfucker.
I'll give her a hug. Maybe even throw her a bone if she's still hot.
What?
Just saying.
Oh, okay. Well,
what are we trying to? Are we trying to be nice now on this thing? What's happening?
Well, you're gonna throw your bone? I don't know that Judy's gonna like that.
What Judy don't know, Judy don't.
Now I got to be quiet about it. All right. I will no longer talk about you throwing the bone to the stewardess.
Well, what is it? I'm not throwing a bone to any stewardess. She's a flight attendant. Okay. I have respect for this young woman.
I have all the respect for her. I love her.
No, you do not. If you did, you wouldn't call her a stewardess.
I think she would appreciate stewardess.
Anyway, let's get to number one on the list then.
Goddamn, number one.
I think we're at an impasse on the stewardess or flight attendant. So
leave a comment. Right.
Is stewardess still acceptable?
And if the overwhelming support is for stewardess, I will send you a dick day.
Wait, sign. You're buying votes?
Yep, 100%.
If the unanimous goes to flight attendant, I will send somebody one of these. Not my belly.
You should do the t-shirt. Same thing.
No, I'll send you one of these, but it's on my side. Damn it! Cut!
I will mail it. Dick day, and he'll.
Nope. Yep. I'll send you a nope one. God damn it. You don't deserve a dick day. And you can't flip it over either.
No, that would be cheating.
It's going to be cheating when I bang that flight attendant. What?
Yeah, whoa.
We're going through a rough patch. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's completely a joke.
All right. Well, you know what? I think what is happening right now is we're so giddy about the number one episode of last year.
Well,
now, they're all amazing episodes.
Not the number one episode, the number one moment.
One moment.
Yes.
Thank you. That's fine. We'll clarify that. Number one moment, which once you hear it, you cannot deny this is the number one moment of all of last year.
Well, this is a moment you can look back on and laugh. You wouldn't have thought it was the number one moment at the time because
no fucking way.
It was. I say this with pun intended. It was hellish. our good friends at Hellfire Hot Sauce were nice enough to send us a bottle of their rebooted Double Doomed Hot Sauce, which has a Scoville heat unit rating, whatever, of 6.66 million Scoville heat units. Now, I have been watching Hot Ones a little more aggressively again because I'm like, I want to know where this ranks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. And
number 9 on their list has like 300,000
pussies.
We did one that is like 20 times hotter than that.
And if you watch the clip or the episode, you'll see that it was 20 times hotter.
We scattered like cockroaches when the lights come on.
So funny.
One person went this way. One person went that way. One person jumped off the fucking patio. Fucking figured death was more fun than the fucking shit storm the next morning.
Then the 666. Million Scovilles. You
think
in
your
mouth.
You think it's hot going in?
Our next morning.
Yeah, we were texting the next morning from each stop.
Each stop and each
stop.
Transaction.
What number are you on? Is it still hot or is it cooled off a bit?
Is it the hotter than either?
I have never been happier to have a bidet than that morning.
Oh, it's so cooling.
Cold water bidet.
We continue to do it. Well, you know why we do it?
Entertainment,
but we do it because we had sponsors of people that give sponsors. Gave us a lot of hot sauces. So we got back into hot sauces, which are so fucking delicious. But goddamn, double doomed.
You should see our beautiful, beautiful wall of hot sauce now that we've got.
I can't wait.
It is gorgeous. I stand in my kitchen and I just stare at my wall of hot sauces and I go, God, we're so fucking lucky. And I didn't pay for a single one. That's not true because I have bought from several of the people.
Well, so, you have mentioned I keep buying from them. I don't need it by myself. Eat it fast enough.
Now I have a fucking hot sauce addiction. Like I had a Funko addiction. I'm just like, fuck. We're going
to
have
to get a bad one. So we can't thank everybody enough for how much we got. We love so much. But you know what? Even made it even better.
What?
What I thought was even better. About just eating hot sauce. How about that moment?
Leading up to that moment.
How cool is it? And I hope you people watch that episode and take this with you.
A lot of people
watched it. You can do the spicy candy land game. When's the last time you folks out there thought about playing Candyland?
Nope.
Play it with a little hot sauce.
Just boom. Don't play it with double doom because if you land on orange, the game is over. You are out of the game. There's no way I could have gone back to play.
No, you're right. You're right. And I can't believe it. Because remember, I was kind of like, we didn't get it. We didn't get it completely because of the odds of the cards, not the squares on the board.
There's fewer orange cards.
It's the cards. So it was to go out, and I got a double orange out of the game.
Well,
you're right.
You won, and to win, you had to take a hit of it. But because none of us had, we're like, we'll do a single, but you got to do a double. But then we started to shuffle through the remaining cards because the game ended pretty quickly. And you would know that if you watched the episode. What?
Yeah, quicker than we thought.
Yeah, but there was like all of a sudden there would have been like 3 or 4 oranges right in a row.
But then that was it.
And then we were like, so we're like, fuck, it's a good thing it ended because that would have been the end anyway. So I'm just saying if you're going to play Spicy Candyland.
First roll, orange, hot sauce. Could you have played it?
No, I could not have done it again.
The game itself couldn't have worked out perfect. More perfect for us.
Yeah, it was great. And if anybody wants the rules, too bad. Guess what? I'm not sending them to you. They are fucking getting trademarked. And we're going to make some fucking money off this game, okay? So
Spicy Candyland.
I'm spicy right now because I need money because this podcast ain't paying the bills. So
well, I think of a good name.
But in 2026.
Talk about it.
When we get guests. Spicy like we're Candyland. We're going to have to come up with a different name. Candyland is we're going to have to.
We can't use Candyland.
No. And well, we can't really use the Candyland board either. We're going to have to completely.
Well, you stingers. Let us use the board.
Well, if we split the profit, we could. Adult Candyland.
We can't just use the board.
I think Adult Candyland would be a different game. Different game. Adult Candyland.
That could be fun, dude.
Yeah, we could come up. Chat, I'll work on that.
We could do all kinds of stuff. We got a lot. You know what? You can, but we got a lot. We have some games to play coming up because of our great people that have sent us stuff. We've mentioned them over the time. Look back at our people that we've shouted out to them. But we got to play the game because we want to play the game.
Yeah.
We're going to have a game night.
We are.
That 2026.
Brittany's coming in for that.
Hasn't been confirmed.
That's confirmed.
Do I have to do them both?
It's not confirmed.
Nor denied.
No, that one is confirmed. What? We just don't have a date.
That's right.
1,000% confirmed.
We control that one.
That's
so
a legitimate confirmed.
We can confirm that one. But we got some other guests with some celebrities. You got some more celebrities coming on. I'm just saying.
We do? Who'd you book?
We got some more celebrities. Okay. I gotta tell you now. You gotta look for them in 2026.
Cool. Cool. So we would crack a bottle of champagne right now and say Happy New Year. But to be honest, this is December 22nd and the New Year doesn't happen for another 10 days. And we don't really like champagne. So
champagne. I'd rather have whiskey.
So beers and whiskey it is.
Oh, fuck.
So Happy New Year.
God, I'd rather have whiskey from Great Lakes Distillery.
This is another. We're coming up on our 5th year anniversary of this thing.
That's crazy.
Which is
another crazy number.
Amazing as well. Who would have thought that a little COVID baby born out of steak and whiskey night and Dave Matthews road trips would turn into a podcast that has 250 episodes and 1 million
views.
It's amazing.
With people that want to reach out, give us stuff to shout them out, and I appreciate
that.
We
kind of got to reach out.
And we reach out.
Oh, Jesus, you pointed at it. Let's not forget my buddy here who creates these fucking things, the Tiki, because I apologize to you, my man. I was like, please, 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 we'll show it, we'll do it.
Kind of a whiny bitch.
I was a whiny bitch, and it worked, because eventually this nice guy sent us a Tiki, and I love this fucking gadget.
I know you do, but do you tell everyone that if they be a whiny bitch, he'll send them one?
No.
You.
I was a whiny bitch.
You get it for yourself. Yeah, no. This is for us.
Who cares? Yeah, I was a whiny bitch, and it worked out in my favor. Guess what? I'm good at being a whiny bitch. All right? Thank you for sending it.
It's pretty cool.
Appreciate
it's cool
it.
To watch.
It is. Since we got it, by the way, the Instagram number is up over 300 followers. I'm not saying it's Tiki, but it might be Tiki.
But it's fun. We'll be sitting here talking before the show. And
let's give it a good
out of the corner of our eye. We'll
by the way,
boom,
we've gained a follower while we're recording this episode.
There you go.
So
it's cool when it happens live, and it's cool when we're talking and it goes.
This is going to be the craziest sponsor Sunday editing job I'm ever going to have to do, because we have shouted out so many people in this episode because we are so fucking lucky. That so many people have put faith in us and let us.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Let us put our name to their product and tell people how much we enjoy their product.
It's been a great year.
It has been a great year, and I can't wait to see what
2026 is going to be big.
It's either going to be big or it's going to be tiny. We'll find out. I don't know. Nothing's confirmed yet. I don't know if you caught wind of that, but except for game night.
It's the last.
We might be playing a lot of games.
Nor denied. 2026 is game year. So every episode, we're going to play a different gay board game.
I do want you to know.
Not just play the board game.
ChatGPT thinks that we are good enough where we could book Mark Normand. You hear that?
Yes.
David Lucas. You hear that?
Nice.
Ari Matti. You hear that? Casey Rocket. So I'm just saying, I'm going to get her name wrong. Lauren,
that's my job.
Lauren Lavera is her name, the lead actress from Terrifier 2 and Terrifier 3, who plays Sienna. ChatGPT thinks we can get her.
That's a you should come on. She
Barbara
they
Crampton.
Know. Oh, Barbara.
Probably of all those names, Barbara Crampton is. No offense to anybody else,
but that would be the huge. Barbara Crampton would be amazing. Would give me the greatest joy because I love her. I have loved her since the 80s.
Yeah. I would love to dive deep into the old school horrors, people that are still doing any horrors and see what we can.
And she's very active. Yeah. She took a break and deservedly so, but she's come back and she's been in some great stuff.
She was in Little Bites.
And she was in Little Bites.
Yeah.
But she's been very busy and very active on the Instagram. So check her out because she's a legend. She's a legend.
Especially in the horror film community.
And she's so good. She's just good. That's why she keeps going. They want her back because she's so good in the
I am
roles.
Curious, fans watching to this point yet, thank you, first of all. But help us shape 2026. Put some names in the comments that you would like to see on this podcast. Be realistic. We know ChatGPT is full of shit. We are not getting Mark Normand on this podcast. We would love it, obviously. But Mark Norman's a little busy, okay? Being one of the most popular comedians on the face of the fucking earth, all right?
It's in Green Bay. We could meet him there, but whatever. Well, I'm just saying we're accommodating. We're very accommodating.
I will look, Mark, if you're seeing this, you're not, but if you are, I'll take the day off work and I'll drive
we
you to
will
do a podcast.
Be there.
At your doorstep. I don't give a fuck where you are. I'll come to New York. Okay. You want to do the pod? We'll make it happen. We are accommodating that way.
All right. Well, I mean, flights now, and I but more than I'm
I like driving,
but that's fine.
Yeah.
And if you do leave a comment and we get the guest on, we will send you Dick Dave.
We'll send you a
and
nope.
Well,
how about this?
We'll send you this, and if you book them, we'll send you a nope.
How about if you suggest a guest who says no to us?
Ah,
we'll send you a nope.
But we have to have a confirmed nope from them.
Yeah, not just an ignore, because everybody ignores us. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. We don't have an ignore.
You know who I'm talking about.
Donna.
No, she doesn't ignore funny... us.
No, she Donna's no. great. No, no, I didn't. I just wanted to give her a shout out for the cool door hangers.
I'm going to go home and put my shirt on tonight, by the way.
Donna. Why do you put those door hangers on? That's her mom. That's a part of her act. It's hilarious. She's so good.
Yeah, quit doing that, because people hear you doing it and go, I don't think it's funny. She does. When she does it, it's funny. When he does it, it's just racist and wrong. I don't know. It's,
what are you, don't be throwing racist in there.
You're the one who said something about somebody black not being able to.
I never did that.
I didn't
either. Those words didn't come out of my mouth.
Didn't come out of anybody's mouth.
Hey, you know, I was getting frisky with this girl the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm into kink, and that's fine.
You're into kink?
Yeah, I don't care. Everybody's got their own thing. Everybody's got their own kink.
Okay, what's your kink?
I don't care. You want to call someone else's name? Go ahead.
No, I asked what your kink was.
My kink is
round hole.
Wearing door hangers on my door hanger.
All right, cool. Anyway,
I did 2026. See it coming. Ron Hole is coming on the podcast. All right, we're gonna find out who Ron Hole is.
Why do you say his name different every single time? You say, I know you can't pronounce names, but
he's coming on. We're going to have a talk with this man.
It's almost like you're purposely saying it wrong.
I don't know what you're
talking about. Okay.
Ron Hole.
Yeah, that Ron Hole. Yep, I got it that time. Is it Ron Hole or Ron Hall?
Ron Hole.
Excuse me?
Ron Hole. He's coming on. Come on. Come on the podcast, Ron.
Can you spell it for me?
H-O-L-E-S. Anyway.
Thank you for another successful, wonderful year.
Whole year is wrapped up.
Let's be gay now. We love you. Love you so much. It's been so fun doing this.
It's been the greatest experience of my life.
Look, I cry.
Pretty soon.
This is
you know what?
No.
We just wrapped up 5 years, right?
We're close, yeah.
Okay, we'll just say 5 years. Not that many more years. The podcast will be longer than my marriage.
One of mine as well. That's right. I'm more committed to this than
than my.
Not anyway.
I'm very committed, but my soul and heart got ripped out. That's a different story, different podcast, different therapy.
Well, your soul and heart might get ripped out this year too. Oh, 2026, baby.
Bring it on. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah. What we're gonna need from you guys, the fans, the true fans who are watching and loving this thing. We need your help in 2026.
Just share.
Share it. Hit the like button. Comment. Do whatever you got to do. The algorithm sucks. It is impossible to get YouTube to show us to people. So help us out. If you like us, if you're friends of ours and you're seeing this, we are begging you.
Just call. Yeah, or just leave a comment. Really, just reach out. We'll talk to you.
Also, you can become a member. We are now posting members-only videos. And if you think we get off the rails... Well, the camera is running. You should see how off the rails we get when the camera's not running. And by not running, I mean we're not filming the episode. It has to be running, or we wouldn't get it.
Just clip it out.
Yeah.
So you're like, nope, I shouldn't put that out in the airwaves.
The latest members-only video is a serious rant on the relationship between an old man.
You left out the beautiful relationship.
Beautiful relationship between an old man and his gold digging whore. So you go check that out. I'm not going to name names. That would be cruel.
That'd be cruel, but she's over 18. It's okay. It's all legal.
And you better be over 18 if you're watching this. Anyway.
That's true.
So cool.
don't watch around your children.
Right, you're empty. I'm empty. Cheers.
It's a night. That's a wrap of 2025.
Woo! Well, let me do that one again. That was terrible. Say it again.
Here's a wrap on 2025. Woo! No, go ahead. Night, night.
Thank you for listening. The tavern is closed for now, but we'd love to have you back for more fun next time. Seriously, though, get your asses out of here.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.